Can I say something
to
you?
Yeah, please.
Yesterday I was sitting out in my backyard, and I was realizing more and more and more that there was the reflection of evil that I had become, that I couldn't think of anything that was desirable for me to be involved with anybody else. I contaminated everybody I was around.
Yes, of course.
The gifts of gab, my appearance and so forth.
The flow of language which comes naturally, unnaturally natural, which is the I'm not you that does the work for you and makes things happen for you. It's like the devil's given you a gift of success. See?
Yeah, it's like I've been observing more and more when my mouth opens up, it's something else expressing itself through me. And it likes the motion that it creates, because even in jest, I'm violating people. And I've never observed this in myself, what I was a vehicle for. And it's not as painful as people might think when you fully realize the truth about yourself, because it's not you, the child of God. It's what made a home in you and has been operating through you. It's just looking at this thing, because if you hang on to any part of that false identity, you can't be saved. You were talking a little while ago why people will be exposed to you for years and years and years and nothing will happen. Okay, and I can't quite explain why, but there has to have something happen when you start looking about the reality of what you are and not hanging on to any false goodness of yourself. Because for most of us, there is really nothing good.
No, nothing good.
Okay? All of us are in a very sick game, and we're supporting this hell on earth.